Welcome to Zichru Daf Sin Money. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sefer Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur because I want to get this to you before Yantav. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi said that according to Hananya, the rule that a ship that can be carried even when it's laden is Mekabel Tumah even applies to a ship that is so heavy that it needs to be carried by oxen. The Gemara brings a proof based on Mishnayos and Kehilim through which we learn that an exceptionally large wagon that is pulled by oxen for transporting stones can be Mekabel Tumah if it can contain medium-sized pomegranates, the shear to give a wooden vessel the status of a keli. Point number two, the Gemara seeks the source of Abraisa's ruling that earthenware vessels and the Kli Cheres are not Mekabel Tumah's midras. Rav Chizkiya learns it from a Hekush in the Pasuk regarding a Zav's couch, which is Tamei Tumah's midras. It says in the Pasuk, V'ish asher yiga b'mishkavo, and a man who will touch his couch, just as a Zav can attain Tahara through immersion in a mikvah, so too the couch must be made from material that can attain Tahara in a mikvah. This excludes an earthenware vessel from Tumas Midras. And the Gemara cites two more alternate sources. Point number three, the next mission the Perek provides the source, that one can plant five different seeds in a garden patch that is six tefachim square and not violate the prohibition of Kalayim. The Pasuk from Yeshayahu describing the blessing of the Jewish people at the end of the day says, Ki ka'aretz totzi simcha ukagana zerea tatzmiach, for like the earth gives forth its plant and like a garden causes its seed to sprout. Rav Yehuda clarifies in the Gemara that each word in the pasuk that denotes growth or vegetation is a reference to a separate species. Totzi, Tzimcha, Tatzmiach each represent one species, and Zeruel being plural represents two more for a total of five. The Rabbanan determined that five species sown in a six fucking patch will not draw nourishment from each other. So once again, the three points are number one. Rava said according to Hananya, the rule that a ship can be carried even when it's laden is Mekabel Tumah, even applies to a ship that is so heavy that it needs to be carried by oxen. The Gemara brings a proof based on Mishnayos and Kehilim through which we learn that an exceptionally large wagon that is pulled by oxen for transporting stones can be Mekabel Tumah if it can contain medium-sized pomegranates, the shear to give a wooden vessel the status of a keli. Point number two, the Gemara seeks the source for Abraisa's ruling that earthenware vessels of the Kli Cheres are not Mekabel Tumah's midras. Rav Chizkiya learns it from a Hekush in the Pasuk regarding a Zav's couch, which is Tamei Tumah's midras. The Pasuk says, and a man who will touch his couch, just as the Zav can attain Tahara through immersion in a mikvah, so too the couch must be made from material that can attain Tahara in a mikvah. This excludes an earthenware vessel, a Kli Cheres, but Tumas Midras. The Gemara cites two more alternate sources. And point number three, the next mission, the Perek provides the source that one can plant five different seeds in a garden patch that is six tefachim square and not violate the prohibition of Kalayim. The Pasuk from Yeshayahu describing the blossoming of the Jewish people at the end of the day says, Ki ka'aretz totzi simcha ukagana zeruea tatzmiach, for like the earth gives forth its plant, and like a garden causes its seeds to sprout. Rav Yehuda clarifies in the Gemara that each word in the Pasuk that denotes growth or vegetation is a reference to a separate species. Totzi, simcha, tatzmiach each represent one species, and zeruea being plural represents two more for a total of five. The Rabban determined that five species sown in a six fucking patch will not draw nourishment from each other. All right, so now we go to our siman for Pei Dalet, and in this case, there were so many different suggestions. We had a whole series of ways to pads, mouse pad, no pad, football pads, goalie pads, writing pads, launch pads, a padlock, a lily pad. We had a spaceship on a launch pad. Then we had iPods and a space pod. We had bike pedals, puddles, poodles, Paddington Station in London. That comes from Bensie in Manchester. Peddler, pudding, and then we had the Fei Dalet series. We had FedEx, Fiddler on the Roof. We had Fedoras. So we had lots of different suggestions. Very hard to choose. But I'm going to go with the suggestion that came from Aaron Warso from Queens, who suggests a spaceship on a launch pad. Thank you, Aaron, for your suggestion for the simon. And thank you, everybody, for making all these suggestions. It's quite amazing. So spaceship on a launch pad is going to be our simon for Pei Dalet. So here goes. The spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, outfitted with a clay couch that can't be Mekabel Tumah's midras, and on a mission to plant five different seeds in a garden patch on a different planet. Once again, in slow motion. This spaceship was carried out to the launch pad. Spaceship on a launch pad, that means we're on Pei Dalet. This spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, which reminds us, Rav has said that according to Hananya, the rule that a ship that can be carried even when it's laden as Mekabel Tumah even applies to a ship that is so heavy that it needs to be carried by oxen. The Gemara brings a proof based on Mishnayos and Kehilim through which we learn that an exceptionally large wagon that is pulled by oxen for transporting stones can be Mekabel Tumah if it can contain medium-sized pomegranates, the shear to give a wooden vessel the status of a keli. So the spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, outfitted with a clay couch that can't be makabel tumas midras, which reminds us the Gemara seeks the source for Bryce's ruling that earthenware vessels are not makabel tumas midras. Rav Chizkiya learns it out from the Hekesh and the Pasuk regarding a Zav's couch, which is tamei tumas midras. The Pasuk says, V'isha sheyiga b'mishkavo, and a man who will touch his couch. Just as the Zav can attain tahara through immersion in a mikvah, so too the couch must be made from material that can attain a tahara through immersion in a mikvah. This excludes a klicheris, an earthenware vessel, for tumas midras. The Gemara cites two alternative sources. So the spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, outfitted with a clay couch that can't be makabel tumas midras, and on a mission to plant five different seeds in a garden patch on a different planet. Which reminds us, the next mission in the Perek provides the source that one can plant five different seeds in a garden patch that is six tefachim square and not violate the prohibition of kolayim. The pasuk from Yeshayahu describing the blossoming of the Jewish people at the end of the day says, Ki ka'arz totzi simcha ukagana zeruheo tatzmiach. For like the earth gives forth its plant, and like a garden causes its seeds to sprout. Rav Yudik clarifies in the Gemara that each word in the pasuk that denotes growth or vegetation is a reference to a separate species. Totzi, Simcha, and Tatzmiach each represent one species, and Zeruel, being plural, represents two more for a total of five. The Rabbanan determined that five species sown in a six-falking patch will not draw nourishment from each other. So once again, the spaceship was carried out to a launch pad by oxen, outfitted with a clay couch that can't be makabel tumas midras, and on a mission to plant five different seeds in a garden patch on a different planet. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichru, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Yantav.